strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to talk to the first two jury members of Big Brother Canada 9. Unfortunately, their video is not working, so if you are watching the video, it's just me on the screen. But you will be able to hear the jurors as they answer my questions. So let's get straight into it here. Here are our jury members. Ro, Vic, how are you?
Hey, good.
Doing well, thanks.
All right, so I've got a question for you here. I would like, and this is for both of you, so you can we can start with Ro. I would like you to rank the remaining players in the game in order of who you think you're most likely to vote for in the end, who you think you're least likely to vote for in the end, and if you could elaborate on why, that would be great as well.
For sure. So I think right now the person that has the resume to win, if I were to cast my vote, would be Kiefer. He'd be in the number one slot. I think everything else after that, maybe I'll put 6 and 7, Tina and Tara, respectively. And then the middle's kind of all jumbled up. I think right now Brayden's playing a great social game. He hasn't won competitions, but I think that's, you know, part of his strategy. So I would almost put Brayden 2, and then I would put Tashawn 3, Judson 4, and or maybe even Beth 4 and Judson 5.
All right, Vic.
Very similar to Rohan. Yeah, like literally the exact same, except I would switch Jed and Beth. I think Kiefer could definitely win this thing. Tina and Tara, they need to do more in there. They need to get some blood on their hands, win some comps. But I do think Kiefer can go all the way. And I think Jed, Beth, and Ty, they're playing a good game as a trio, and that's getting them really far. But they did me dirty, and I don't love that. But yeah.
All right. Vic, what are you looking for as a juror? What is your philosophy as a juror?
You know, I'm not going to be a bitter jury member. I'm just looking for the best game played. So someone who's won a few comps, someone who has a great social game, someone who played a smart, somewhat clean game. I love all of those things. So yeah, Kiefer totally has that resume right now.
All right. Ro, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to be playing the best game this season?
Just to be a very diverse player. Like, I don't think just winning a large number of competitions should qualify you to be a winner. I don't think just playing a very strong, you know, friendly personal game should qualify you to be the winner, but a combination of a couple of those things, right? And, you know, so far Kiefer, although he sent my closest ally home, although he sent me home last night, he is basically in every room. He's playing all sides of the house. He also has a couple of HOHs. He took himself off the block with a veto. And to me, he just has the most well-rounded resume at this point. The others have done good things, and I respect them all in their games. Tina and Tara probably have done the least in there. So it's going to be very hard for them to win the game unless they're sitting against each other at this point. But that's, you know, Kiefer's the most diverse, and that's what I'm going to be looking for as an objective voter.
All right. Ro, if you had stayed in the game, what was your plan? Who are you planning on taking to the final two?
So the reason that I formed a four-person alliance with Tina, Tara, and Kyle early on is A, for numbers, so that they would vote with me in every eviction, but B, they were the easiest to beat in the end. And so ideally, I would have been sitting in a final two scenario with Tara. I think in that situation, I win 7-0. A lot of people didn't either like Tara's gameplay or just the fact that she was floating along, which, you know, she may or may not have done. But the reason I formed that alliance early on was to make sure that they took me deep should they won, if they won an HOH, you know. And I think I could have beat both of them in the end. But I think I could have beat, honestly, most people in there, except maybe Kiefer. Kiefer probably would have put up the greatest fight. So I wouldn't have taken him for sure.
All right, Vic, how about you?
What my plan would have been?
Yeah, who do you take? Who do you have taken to the final two? If you had the choice,
I would have taken Rohan or Kiefer for sure. Rohan or Kiefer, great games. I think I could have done good sitting beside either of them. It would have been a close call, but I'm a super fan and that's what I like.
All right. Vic, what do you think was your biggest mistake in the game?
My biggest mistake was putting up Raiden and Austin as the invisible HOH. At the time, I thought it was the right move. I wasn't vibing with Austin. I couldn't read her. And I thought that by putting them up and not Jed, Beth, or Ty, I was proving my loyalty to them. I was showing them, I'm not coming for you guys. I'm an asset for you guys. Let's do this.
All right. Ro, if you could go back and change one thing about your game, apart from winning that veto, what would it be?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't change a whole lot. After we sent LaToya home in week three, I felt that I was in a very good position in the game. And key for winning that next HOH, you know, I would have put everything on the fact that he would have put two of the three people that voted against him on the block, but he didn't. And then Victoria obviously won the invisible HOH and put two of our supposed allies who were never going to put her on the block. If those 2 weeks go a little differently, then the whole game changes. I think my biggest mistake maybe was just misreading Kiefer early on and the type of player he was going to be. And, you know, the brush up that we had early on in the game maybe affected his decision to put Kyle and I on the block. I'm not going to sit here and say that it had nothing to do with it. So that would be the biggest mistake. I wouldn't change anything drastically, though. I think if things happen differently, then this would be a whole new ball game.
All right. Ro, who do you think is going to win the game?
Who I think is going to win. So, I mean, the case looks very good for Jetson, Beth, and Tashawn, one of them winning. I think if that scenario happens where two of them are sitting there, maybe Tashawn has the greatest chance right now for me. Kiefer has the best resume. However, I think if the three win and they get in power, they're probably going to look to snip Kiefer pretty soon. Braden's played an extremely good social game. I want him to win. I want Braden to win and get an HOH and maybe make a big move. But I just think the odds are really stacked against him at this point.
What about you, Vic? Who do you think is going to win the game?
I think Jed's going to win. I think he's going to pull it off.
Who do you hope is going to win the game?
I hope Kiefer wins at this point. He's played an excellent game. He deserves to win, I think.
All right. How much of your decision is going to be sort of personal versus what they've done in the game, who's played the best game?
My decision will not be personal. I love this game. I would never go into this bitter. I'm voting for who I believe played the best game. And at this point, it looks like Kiefer.
Likewise for me, I'm going to be purely objective voter. I'm voting based on the facts. He played the best and most diverse game. And as I said, if the vote were to take place today, Kiefer would have my vote.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And there you have it. That was Vic and Ro talking to me about who they think they would vote for in the end and what they thought of their games. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Of course, I'll be live every morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that's going on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. I will also be live after every episode, recapping what happens in those episodes. And on Tuesday nights, we have our roundtable. We rate the players. And hey, these jury questions may influence the ratings that we have for these players. So, thank you guys so much for joining us again, and I will see all of you next time. Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 9th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, despite not having much to talk about on Fridays. It's been nice to have like a weekly check-in almost. And I'm okay.
Yes, well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 41 in the house. And this should be pretty quick here because, first of all, wasn't much that happened prior to the eviction in terms of long-term impacts. Just some check-ins about the vote. It's going to stay the same. So on and so forth. We then had Victoria voted out of the house. We then had Kiefer win HOH, nominates Braden and Ro. Ty wins the veto. Ro is voted out. And we have not had the next HOH yet. So what we came back to on the feeds last night was a group of people waiting to play HOH the following day. They have still not played the HOH. So it's the planning is limited here.
Yeah, there's very little to go off of right now. There's been a couple of moments where you can kind of get an inkling of where everyone's looking at going this upcoming week, but nothing set in stone. But obviously that's because there's no power yet to give, and everyone's going to play nice until that moment comes anyways. So
yeah,
a lot enough.
As of right now, we are looking at, so Kiefer and Tina talked. Tina said that Kiefer, you should take me to the final two. I mean, you'd beat anyone, but you should take me. What a story it would be. Two captains making it to the end together. He was like, yeah. That's a good idea. He thinks he's good this week. He feels good. He's been working on Ty. He doesn't think Ty would come after him. He obviously doesn't think Tina or Tara would come after him. And so he just needs to keep winning.
Yeah, I mean, this is also very standard Kiefer off of power high. He really does feel his best after winning something. So I don't think it's going to wear off anytime soon, but he's definitely vibing. He's talked about it at length in these last 24 hours. You can tell he's confident that Canada has his back too. So he feels like if there was anything hurled out from Canada's way as far as an advantage goes, he feels confident that he'll get that as well.
Yes, well, we also had Beth talking to the cameras. This is probably the biggest thing from yesterday, in terms of what we can look at as concrete plans, from these players. She says, Brayden is our only hope to take Kiefer out. We need to convince him to do that. She says that she needs to tell Ty that he needs to make a final two with Brayden. Then both Beth and Ty will have a final two with him. And at that point, he would hopefully take the shot at Kiefer. Now, that doesn't really make a ton of sense for Brayden. I'm not sure that he would do that. I know some people think that he might. I think that, I mean, obviously, if you're looking at Brayden, you need to break up the guys. Maybe you don't want to do that for Kiefer. Maybe if Brayden takes that shot, Kiefer feels comfortable taking a shot back at Brayden the following week. Maybe taking out Kiefer is not the worst thing in the world. But the problem is that if Brayden takes out Kiefer and then one of the trio wins the following HOH, Brayden's on the block and decent chance of going home at that point. I think they would probably take the shot at Tara over Brayden, but still, it's not the best spot in the world. I think really the best bet is to try and make some kind of alliance with Kiefer and go after the trio. And I think that's probably what he would do. I don't think that he would take the shot at Kiefer and just leave and just be like, yeah, sorry, Tara, Tina. But I'm going to get in with these three players that are together. I just don't see that personally with Brayden.
Yeah, I feel like Brayden's MO is not going to change much. Like, I still think in his head, the ideal is to just not win it, right? Because I think that...
Well, that would be terrible.
That would be terrible. You think that he has to win it?
Yes, absolutely. I think he needs to be winning things constantly right now.
Like, okay, so is it to build resume or is it to stay in the house? Like, what is it?
Both at the same time, because first of all, I think he needs a resume. But second, I think that if one of the trio wins, if Beth wins, she says she's at the point, you know what? I'd take the shot at Kiefer. But what happens if Kiefer wins the veto?
Mm-hmm.
Brayden might be on the block. Brayden might be going home. What happens if one of the guys win and they don't want to take the shot at Kiefer and it's Tina Tara or it's Tara Brayden? If you're Brayden and you've performed much better than Tara and Tina in competitions and you're on the block this week and the trio is in charge of your fate, the people who waffle constantly, there is zero chance I'm going to throw this HOH. Zero chance.
Right. Yeah. That makes complete sense. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it does. Because like, I think ultimately here, who would you argue is the safest? I mean, this is again, us not knowing who's won HOH, but who do you think is the least likely to A, touch the block, B, be in danger this week?
I think that Tina and Beth are the safest this week. I think that maybe even just straight up Beth, depending on how well she does in the competition, just because I do think that one of the things Beth is going to say to the cameras here is we have to take Tina to the final four. She is the one.
Yeah.
She's the one we're taking to the final four. That has been pretty consensus with the trio for a while now. Again, they change their minds constantly. So that's the only reason I'd say that she could be in danger this week. If she touches the block, they will consider all options.
Classic.
But she should be safe on that side. And then on the other side, Brayden, Tina, Tara win. I think that Beth could touch the block as a replacement, but it seems unlikely that they would choose to send Beth home over one of the guys at this point. But it's not impossible either because, hey, if Jed wins and it's Beth and Ty, Kiefer's been working on Ty. Kiefer would push for Beth to go. And he would say, look, Ty is not as attached. It's Beth and Jed together. They're the showmans. So I don't think that's impossible either. So I do think that both Tina and Beth are the safest, but I don't think they're 100% safe at this point.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I mean, again, I think the fact of the matter is a lot of people, you know, if you looked at the percentages last night, a lot of people thought the trio, the triangle would take a hit. Given that they didn't, from here on out, if anyone outside of the three of them gets it, they're gonna have like someone's gonna consider splitting them up. Like you have to. So they're constantly gonna be in the mix, in danger. But I do think that ultimately what's funny is that out of the three, I would argue that Jed is always the one guaranteed to touch the block. Whereas with Ty and Beth, it depends on who gets it and how they decide they want to go about it. But I think Jed would still probably be the primary, right? In most scenarios out of the three, if like he's on the block, he's the target.
Yeah, I mean it goes back and forth, but part of it is that Ty has put in good work with Kiefer, so Kiefer would want Jed over Ty, where previously it was Ty over Jed. And in addition to that, now Ty has also won a veto, so there's nothing there. But the connection between Jed and Beth, I think, would be the next thing. Although that could hurt him, that could also help him. Depending on the strategy of the HOH, you could decide, hey, maybe it's better to leave these two in the game as a duo. If Kiefer feels good with Ty, that's not good for me. I don't want Kiefer to feel good with the remaining players in the house. I want him to feel uncomfortable with the fact that they're taking each other. And maybe it's best to say, hey, Beth and Jed, I'm going to keep you guys safe. I like you guys, but sorry, Ty has to go. And Beth would probably be like, okay. So there's, at this point in the game, especially with these players, I think that anything is on the table at this point, and I would not take anything they say prior to the HOH nor after the HOH too seriously yet.
And this is why this is a very interesting jury section of a season for me this season, because I did see someone mention, I don't remember where I saw this, but they're like, why is everyone complacent with the triangle doing so well? And they had so many problems with like complaining about the Pretty Boys doing so well. And I would argue because they were very well, like, figured out. They knew exactly what to do. They kept getting the power. They kept doing the right thing with it. Here, like Terrence said, we've talked about, well, for 10 minutes now, there's no guarantee anything is going to go the way we think it's going to go, because they consider every option like they really should, which they shouldn't. They should just be confident in the decision they make and move on. But they can't do that. They can't help themselves in this house. So that's why it makes everything intriguing, because we can sit here and speculate every single person's direction, and then HOH results come out and then it's a totally different direction. So yeah, it makes it for good times. Now, quick question for you. What do you think this competition is going to be? Do you feel confident any which way of what this could be?
It can't be questions. They've done questions twice now in a row for, mm-hmm. for HOH. Yeah. That leads me to believe it could be something physical. We really haven't seen anything physical yet. I think that would be a disappointing result to have our first real physical competition be one where there are three physical players and three less physical players. Not that Beth is necessarily more physical than like Brayden or even Tina or certainly Tara. But Ty and Jed are leagues above anybody in the physicality department at this moment. So it would just be a guaranteed win for them. Endurance, I think, would be nice. I think that that would lead toward an interesting result. I think it would basically be down to, if it was classic endurance, probably Tara versus Beth, which would be an interesting scenario there. If it was a different kind of endurance, obviously, we talked about this last night. I think Buzzkilled would be the perfect competition right now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has an equal chance at it. And it would be this is really life or death for many of them in the game. So that would be very, very good. But I would not get your hopes up too much. I don't know.
OK. And I mean, you just said don't get your hopes up too much. So I'm going to double down on this by asking, if we do get Buzzkilled, do you think we'll see it on the feeds?
Considering they've been down for a while, I'm going to guess no. There's a chance no. They're doing the HOH competition as we speak.
I think so. I think that's what's going on right now, most likely. So tough. We're going to have to deal with that, I guess. But yeah, that's sad. I do think a Buzzkilled type, something that's an equalizer would be great, because we are in a 3-3 kind of scenario right now, and it would be nice for it to feel like a 3-3, not a obvious, okay, well, it was 3-nobody, so I don't want that. So we'll see.
Exactly. So the only other things that that Beth talks about here, she says she wants to form a girls thing with Tara and Tina. She thinks that Tina would take her, but Tara would take one of the boys. So that's something that she has to take note of. She thinks that Brayden would take a hit at them. I don't know why she says take a hit at them instead of take a shot at them, but that's fine. So she says the move is that Kiefer has to go this week. Brayden can't go. Kiefer has to go. He's the next Victoria. We have to take Tina to the final four. That's what Beth wants. That's what she's going to be pushing to the guys. And, you know, I think the guys at this point, I think they mentioned this morning, they might want Tara out. But I think they also, I'm not sure, again, that was this morning, so it's, I do not have it locked in here. But I know they were talking to Brayden a lot. It would not surprise me if either they were just like, I guess we'll leave Brayden for now, or if they were talking to Brayden, I'm not sure. But again, I wouldn't take anything that anybody says too seriously, including Beth, to the cameras, because she'll talk to the guys and they'll be like, and Ty will be like, question for you. Would you want to leave a pair in the games? And then it'll be a big mess. So let's just wait and see what happens. Because you know what? We may not even have to deal with them. And it may be a Tina Tara HOH. And it may be very simple this week.
That's very true. Yeah. And I think that's the best part of it, is all of these people are able to convince each other to do things very quickly without trying and without doing anything. Just the conversation can make them change their mind. So again, we'll wait and see what happens. We'll wait and see who wins it. But I do think that if it's one of the triangle winning, they're going to be in a position where they're going to have to put someone on the block that they've, you know, promised goodness to. Right. But if the other side wins, it's straightforward what they're going to do. It's still going to be an exciting week, I think, ultimately this week. I think there's a lot of endgame implications with what happens today.
Yeah. So that's what we've got for you. You know, tomorrow, of course, we will have the results of the HOH competition, I would imagine, at least, plus the either the plans or the straight up nominees from the HOH competition. It wouldn't surprise me if they did nominees tonight after the HOH competition. So it might be a bit of a scramble depending on who the HOH is. Again, I think if Tina or Tara win, it's pretty straightforward. If Brayden wins, I think it's relatively straightforward. And then if Ty, Jed, or Beth win, expect some discussion because Beth is going to be pushing Kiefer. Ty and Jed are going to be, I don't know, maybe down for it. Jed will probably be down for it. And then Ty will be like, I don't know, though, isn't Kiefer a number for us? And then Beth will be like, yeah, but he's just like Victoria. And then Ty will be like, yeah, but did we make the right move with Victoria? And then Jed will be like, we did make the right move with Victoria. Look where we are now. And then Ty would be like, you know, you're right. Maybe we should do Kiefer. And then Beth will be like, actually, now that you've said it, I don't know if we should do Kiefer anymore. And then we'll see.
We'll see. That's pretty much become the Friday motto is welcome to Live Feed Update. We'll see. Really, truly, we'll see. Whoever's on with you tomorrow, you've got a big task ahead of you. Sounds like it's going to be jam-packed today, but it'll be fun to talk about, so that'll be great. As far as miscellaneous stuff that came up on the feeds last night, I learned of a term called beef stew, which was nasty. Did not love that.
Yeah,
a lot of bodily, like Jacob Jones would have loved this Live Feed update. Tara talked about how she peed in the shower and then cleaned the shower and told Austin and Bray about it back in the day. Nightmare fuel kind of stuff. But that's what I got to talk about today. So those are the things that happened last night. If you're interested in the Tina, Tara, Kiefer conversation while the feeds had come back on.
Well, good news is I will be talking to Victoria and Ro later today, and that should be, if you're listening to the audio attached to this podcast, I believe it is also going to be available separately, I think probably on the YouTube channel Rob Has a Podcast, so check that out. Should be fun. I plan to ask them what they're going to do with their jury votes, so we can wait and see what happens there as well. But thank you guys so much for joining us today. Not much to update you on here, but hopefully we've got more to tell you tomorrow. You can of course find me back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on all of that. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live later tonight playing some Fall Guys, probably just hanging out. Tomorrow, Puya will be with me to talk about the ending of The Circle season 3 in the UK. That will be here. It's the finale's today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What's happening? It's gonna be good, Puya.
It's gonna be very good. They've left us hanging with this penultimate episode. I think there's gonna be a lot to unpack. And I'm very excited because I feel like I know who the final five are gonna be. I'm really cool to see what happens. However, I do have to bring up that there is a small chance we might not get the finale tonight because as of today, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, has passed away. So the programming might change. It's very fluid, apparently, right now. Oh. Keeping an eye on it. So I assume if we don't get the finale, we'll still get back together to talk about everything leading up to the finale tomorrow. And then maybe finale gets its own standalone. Who knows? Who knows? Might be worth it, too.
Well, yeah. We will figure it out either way. Condolences to the royal family here. For Prince Philip. That's a bummer to end the podcast on, but
I see the chat wanting me to talk about beef stew. I'm not gonna. I don't want to utter the words. Look it up. It's not great.
It's we don't need it. It's fine. It's one of those things that you're like, oh, I didn't need to hear that conversation, actually.
Yeah, like the feet could have stayed down. I wouldn't have minded in that instance. I would have been okay. I feel like I was gonna say something else, but I've forgotten at this point. But The Circle is going to be, it's been fun. I've been very excited about that. So that's been great. Masked Singer will be coming back. I'm going to talk about this latest episode of Nonsense with Liana today. Probably you'll hear it tomorrow at some point. Mm-hmm. And then 90 Day is wrapping up. But me and Rob will be back to talk about the tell-all on Monday as well.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for joining us. And I'll see you guys next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.